comfortable seat, which really means sitting in a way that is comfortable for your body, so that you can forget about your body. At least in a way where the body isn't hurting too much. Let your spine be tall. As if your head was holding up the sky. Which helps to create a posture of vigilance, determination. And then using relaxation as a way to cultivate stillness, stability. So taking three breaths to release tension from your body. I invite you to bring your attention to the corners of your mouth and release any tension that you may be holding in those places. Soft and a gentle, slight smile appears on the mouth, uplifting your spirit. And the eyes and eyelids and behind the eyes soften, letting go. Arms and shoulders melt. Your chest, rib cage, the heart and the lungs, your spine, your stomach, the torso. Slowly softens. Like a tone of ease sweeping throughout the body. Your hips and your legs. Ease. Hone your focus in by noticing the sensations that you feel of breath in your body. The rise and fall of your breath. Peaking your interest at the top of an inhale, as if time stands still. Following the breath to the exhale and just noticing how the two are different. The top of an inhale versus the bottom of an exhale. No right answer, just observing. Get distracted if the mind wanders, you're lost in thought. Focus on your exhales to relax, using your exhales as a way to let go of the thoughts and come back to the present moment, come back to your breath. Shift into a little more active mode. Think of someone in your life who's helped you out a lot. Maybe the person that you know that loves you the most. Someone who cares about you dearly. See them in your mind's eye. And I invite you to feel how much you care about them as well. Gratitude for what they've done for you, how they've stuck by you. see them appearing in the space of your heart, in your chest, in the small in size, and you appear in that space as well. And they embrace you in a warm hug in the space of your heart. Warmth to spread in your body. To feel their love pouring inside of you and accepting it, receiving it. Considering maybe the one thing that they want the most for you is for you to love yourself as much as they love you. Maybe letting a little bit of that love in also. Releasing this image, letting it dissolve back into your mind, and simply coming back to your breath for maybe 3 breaths. Ready, you can open your eyes and go to the meditation. Let me turn the projector on. Does everyone know each other?
No.
Can you turn to a neighbor and introduce yourself?
I'm Vanya.
Hi.
What's your name?
Well, thanks.
Oh,
very nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
about this class and about the time of year that it is. It's usually a time of year for maybe starting, aligning with the, your highest intentions or your intentions maybe for the direction that you want to be heading in. So this class is just for that. I did, it's called Creating a Bright Future. And we'll be doing just that. yeah, no pressure. I'll be giving you lots of tools to do this. And then next Tuesday, based off this the vision that you create, then we'll discuss four steps to how to plant a karmic seed consciously. So then we can figure out how to plant the seeds so that this your vision actually ripens in the future. So, So what we'll do tonight comes from Alan Wallace. This is Alan Wallace, and it's a practice of loving kindness. It's a form of the practice of loving kindness, and I used to do loving kindness, like the metta meditations where you say the phrases like may I be happy, may I be safe, may I be free from, you know, harm, may I be healthy, all those those different variations. And it was great. It was a really effective practice and I loved it. And then it kind of got stale after a while because just using the same word over and over again, I kind of used up all the juice that I could from that word, you know, or maybe be happy or whatever. So then I started to really envision what this happiness looked like to me, you know, like when am I happy in my life, and are there things that I don't have in my life that maybe I can bring into my life that might make me happy, and working with the loving kindness practice in that way. And it brought a lot of juice back into the practice. So his four-point vision quest was really similar, similar style exercise. So we'll do that tonight. And he's just a lovely man.
Alan
Wallace is a Tibetan Buddhist teacher. He's really close with the Dalai Lama. And became a monk in his 20s, I believe, and was a monk for some time, and did lots of meditation practices, you know, as monks do, and was really fortunate that Dalai Lama let him go into retreat in the Himalayas, I believe, in Nepal, where only like high practicing yogis were doing long-term retreat, you know, like 10, 20, 30-year retreats, and then they didn't allow Westerners there, and then the Dalai Lama said, yeah, you can go and practice close by them. So he did that for a while, and then he, I don't know if he disrobed.
Mm-hmm.
He eventually did, but he went to school and he got a PhD in physics, believe, or a master's in physics. So he studied physics. And then it's incredible his list of accomplishments. So he started up the Santa Barbara Institute for the Mind, I believe, and is doing a lot of research on meditation and shamatha practice, single-pointed concentration, and is really trying to grow shamatha and the reputation of meditation and single-pointed focus and give it credibility within the scientific community and within in the West also. It's not just like an esoteric kind of thing that isn't real, but how can we empirically prove the benefits of mind practices and shamatha practices. So he's still going full force in that. He's great. He's got lots of free, all of his retreats he records like podcasts, and then they're all online, so he's got tons of free content online and guided meditations. So maybe share that later if you're interested. Okay, so four-point vision quest starts with the first point of what is your vision of genuine happiness, satisfaction, or meaning? So tonight we'll journal. So we'll make some time for journaling for each point. So I'll put a timer for like 10 minutes. And you'll think about what is my vision of genuine happiness for my life. And I'll give you some areas to focus on, more concrete details of where you might want to be looking at. And then we'll meditate on that vision to really get a strong impression of that in your mind. So you'll need, I have lots of pens up here if you need pens, and then paper, we have paper I think also. It's going to be a really interactive class. It's not really going to be me just kind of talking a lot. It'll be more exercise style.
That's useful.
That's, I think I have that kind of
pen. Someone
has had to use it.
Later.
If anyone needs paper, you have paper.
We have paper. Oh,
okay, so we start with what is your vision of happiness or meaning or satisfaction? So that could include a partner, soulmate. Like, what are they? What do they look like? Are they upbeat, enthusiastic, happy? Like, what's their personality like, you know, if you don't have a partner? Or even if you do.
You wish for something different.
Like, can you envision qualities of your partner that you wish were, you know?
I already have that list.
What if you have it compiled already?
Yeah.
Then pull that, put that out. I'll go over it first, and then I mean you can write as you're listening. But you're welcome to. I'll set the timer officially in a moment, but you can start writing already. What do they do for a living? What do they like? What are their interests? Yeah.
What do they look like?
Yeah.
Really imagining what they look like.
If you want to, if it feels like right, if you want to.
And then you said.
Oh, what do they do for a living? Like, what are their interests? You know, like, what do you want in a partner? Like that. Okay, so that's one area. You can think about career. Okay, what is your ideal job? How much money do you want to make in that job? What type of people do you want to work with? Okay, well, let me see. So for the partnership, I put Sita, a picture of Sita and Ram. Does this thing have a laser pointer?
Yes. There's a middle
one. Oh. Sita and Ram. And mainly because I think that they were partners across lifetimes. And I like that idea. So that's included in that idea of having a partner across multiple lifetimes is in my idea of who I want for a partner. Career, you all know me, so I put a scene of someone teaching yoga. There's some body work stuff going on. I want like dance and play and, you know, music and fun, and then friends and like a nice place to live and meditation practice. So health, home, activities, stuff, you know, like what stuff do you want, you know, like I really want nice looking bookshelves or whatever it is, you know, like I don't know, whatever your stuff is.
How do we get in touch with what is genuine happiness, satisfaction, and meaning for us?
Yeah, we will. What, say that again?
How do we get in touch?
Oh, how do you get in touch?
Yeah.
Just tune in, feel into, I would say feel, like, for me, I close my eyes down, and I just feel in, I ask that question, and just wait for answers to come. When have you been happy in your past? Like, what, you know, like, if you can recall moments when you've been, like, really happy, or felt passion, what were you doing, where were you, who were you with, what did it look like, you know? Connecting back with that energy. And then you can be really creative. It's like, don't, you know how that saying, like, be careful what you wish for? Like we're wishing big, right? So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what you wish for. Like, let's make it really big and, like, you know, don't hold back. So I'll set the timer. Did that help? Was that helpful? Sorry.
There's something about the word genuine. You put there in there for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm. Authentic. Like, what's like?
I think it's like how to separate the non-genuine. You know, because every day on day-to-day basis, we're wishing for, you know, the traffic-free road and, I don't know, new tires for my car, better, you know, house, like, whatever. But is that really a genuine happiness? Or is it just that mundane, day-to-day satisfaction of the needs, which we get caught up in? Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that's not what we're creating here. We're looking for something...
All of it.
Different.
Both. I would say both. I wouldn't place... I would just, why not? Just do both. I mean, both are, you know, I mean, I don't want traffic jams. I don't like traffic jams, but I also acknowledge deeper happiness, you know, like, lies elsewhere beyond green lights. And...
So how does one get in touch with that? Like, what's that deeper happiness?
Oh. That's a great question. Just start there. I don't know. I mean, I think about things that, where was I, like I said, where was I happy in the past? And then from there, it gets me closer to my own heart, and where is happiness? But just asking the question is a great starting point. If it hasn't been
just sort of trying to throw ideas out. Like I imagine you get 2 minutes to put everything down that you think makes you happy, and then
yeah.
You can sort through it later.
Yeah, maybe you can write whatever you can write, and then look at it and go back and be like, no, yes, yes. Because you can look at it like, what's going to best support my practice?
You're getting ahead.
Long-lasting, lasting happiness, but you also need something immediately the next year, this year.
Yeah, this is definitely for this, like, you know, 1 year out, 5 years out, 10 years out, you know. It's more closer, I feel like for you can make it for 2017, but and beyond. And it's something that you can come back. This practice is something you can come back to and revise and let it be organic. And
also, this is for short term. It's not for long term.
Yeah, I mean, include both. I would keep in mind the long term, but yeah, more short term.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. Yeah.
Should we be... I've always had this question in my mind about, like, wishing for things or, like, even praying or wanting these things, like the physical things, like the house, the whatever, because isn't that kind of going against like deep, true happiness?
No. Uh-uh. I don't think so. It's nice to have, you know, like I'm not in a place where a cave and, like, a loincloth is, like, my vision of, like, in reality, happiness, you know? Like, I like to live in, like, a nice place, and I like comforts, and think, you know, those bring a certain level of ease that kind of make my life easier to live, you know? Like, so, and, like, healthy foods, you know, access to, like, organic foods, or, you know, it's like a... That isn't in argument, or that isn't in conflict with higher spiritual goals also. You can have both. Yeah. the suffering is in the wanting. It's like, how bad do you want it? But you can still like aspire for it, or it's like if it comes to you, it's fine. You know? Okay, I'm gonna set the timer.
So we're doing it now?
Yes. And like, if you prefer to lie on the floor, if that gets the creative juices going or whatever, you know, you don't have to do what you wish. I'll set it for 5 minutes, and if it feels like we need more time, then we can have more time. Here's a list I wrote of things that you might want to think about. And keep writing. I'll just throw stuff out there. What's your ideal home look like? Where do you live? How many rooms does it have? Describe the rooms. Describe your neighborhood. What kind of extracurricular activities do you engage in every day? Or every weekend or on vacation? Hobbies, side businesses, passions. Clothes, what do your clothes look like? Spiritual practice, what does your meditation practice look like? Your spiritual practice. activities to do. Yeah, would you like more time? Okay. I'll do 3 more minutes and then we'll go on. There will be other topics to go into. And it's okay if you haven't covered everything, or you still have more to think about. You're welcome to think about it as much as you want later. And maybe the other topics will cover some of the gaps. So what is your vision of genuine happiness? This question is Alan's question that he poses. And I included this list from a different book or a different source, just as like, just things to think about. Maybe these are some areas that are included in this, but it doesn't have to be, you don't have to go into each area if it doesn't resonate with you. So. Okay. And then to realize this vision, what do you need to receive from the world? Okay. So what support do you need to receive from outside of yourself? All right. So for me, I put just financial, like growing this little money tree, like financial, be nice, some stability in that area. I put like a mentorship as a Karate Kid, like a spiritual mentor, like my teacher. I had friends, okay, food, like healthy food, and just like not smut or PG&E, but just like just energy. I want more I want to be more energetic. So that was just my stuff that I put down for me. But you're welcome to think about this. I'll set the timer. Oh, cool. All right. I'll do 10 minutes. If you guys all are done before then, we can go on. Answers, you can let it be like a almost like stream of consciousness, just stuff pouring out. You can edit it later. I was a literature major in college, and I used to try and write my papers perfectly from the beginning and just like have them be perfectly throughout the, and then that was just not the way to do it. It was, you just get it all out there, like a word vomit. But, and then you use your fine-tuned comb afterwards, or your sculpting tools. Thank you. material support, emotional support. Support from coworkers or friends, family. Does anyone need more time? No? Okay. We'll go to the fourth one, or excuse me, third. How would you love to transform, mature, and grow spiritually? So what are the inner qualities that you'd like to cultivate in the next year or beyond? So I put like lighthearted, like the arts for me, joy, like the willpower to engage with my daily practice more, and then debate skills internally more. They use a system of debate in Tibetan Buddhism to grow wisdom, not to like prove other people wrong, but to like help your mind understand things more deeply. So that's why I put debate down. You can pick whatever you want. So internal qualities or attributes. One more time. You okay? I'm gonna go. Okay. Keep going. Okay, how are your hands okay? No cramps? Alright. Okay, what would you love to offer?
I use that cat picture.
To the world? You have it? Yeah. So I put, you know, more smiles, that's the cat, smiles. Massage, and then also want to get into the hospice care massage, so that would be cool. Yoga teaching, arts. I'd love to offer gratitude to my teacher or my teachers by doing what they asked me to do and things like that. And then listening. I'd just love to be like a safe place for someone to, I don't know, just be there for people so they can listen to them if they need it. Okay. We can take a break. That was a lot of writing. We'll take a break, and then after the break, we'll do a meditation for this.
Today, but I didn't talk to anybody. Yesterday, I just
I love the name. No, that's the problem. You can get the synopsis and you want to know more.
No, not me. I'm like, that's enough. I'm good. I don't want to use negative. So,
yeah. I'll give it to Steve. I'm going to do
Like some people, it was like you signed up for a Buddhist, like a Tibetan Buddhist retreat. Like, what did you think you were gonna get taught? Like, or was it like, did you not know what you signed up for? Like, why are you so upset? Or like, why are you doing all this stuff? It's like, I would never go to like a Hindu retreat and be like, this sounds crazy.
Yeah,
like, what do you think? Really, I'd be like, oh,
so
this is where I am. Like,
right.
That's what I would expect. Like, I could tell she was like going one way,
yeah.
But then she could tell the class was not
yeah.
into it,
yeah.
And so she would go back to
maybe
not secular stuff, but yeah, it's like I could tell she was like bringing
so
the teacher back to the same.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
so like being cognitive
behavior.
Because our teacher is you're setting down generally.
Yes.
I really like meditations on emptiness and like expanding yourself out and then bringing, like I haven't written that one before, so I really like learning like But also, I was kind of expecting that when you're at your training for you people, and it's not like that.
So, we'll do the meditation. Thanks for Thanks for answering the questions, going into the questions and thinking about it. It's like premeditating. Like, I don't know if that word's just for
murder.
But
No.
Right. You're like thinking about
but
something.
Mostly,
like
it's thinking about change.
That's where it's like known from, right? Yeah.
You can murder the ignorance.
Murder the ignorance. Yeah.
No, I don't.
It's a battle.
So.
Karma wise, it is like this little, the image is almost like a little holographic seed in the mind stream that you're creating that will project or ripen in the future. So you really, it isn't just like an exercise that is just kind of neat to think about. Karmically, you're actually designing the vision in the future. So it's kind of cool, I like that.
And it just comes to you? It just comes to you when it's supposed to happen, and then, or are you supposed to take some kind of action?
Yeah, you can take action to make it come faster, to make the seed ripen faster. Otherwise, it could ripen like in
next lifetime
or any lifetime after that, like 1,000 lifetimes in the future, you know. But next class we'll talk about how do you plant like a really strong seed so it ripens faster and hopefully the way that you want it to. So, and it'll ripen. You can't imagine, like, once you start working with things karmically, like, it'll ripen beyond how fantastic it looks in your mind. It'll be even beyond that. Yeah.
So here's what I always have troubles with, mm-hmm. is keeping track of all the things, mm-hmm. and then, like, actually acting on it, because, like, should we prioritize before the next class, because the list is long? But then it becomes this all other job of like action towards accomplishing my dreams.
Yeah.
And it kind of, you can get pretty narrow-minded and focused, and then we'll kind of start to grasp onto it. So there's a whole other way. But should we like prioritize before next class and what it is we want to go for first, or?
Yeah, I would make bullet points. Like, this is how I would do it. And you could do it. You could draw a picture, or you could do it however you want to do it. I would make like bullet points, clear, concise, single sentences of each thing that you want, and maybe just the top five or priorities, and they don't have to be in order, but at least you're like, these are like the big ones, you know, and start and like working on it in a doable amount. Like, don't try and go at the whole list, but because it'll take effort. It's like really strategic effort and time to actively plant karmic seeds, and you won't be able to do it with all of them. It'll be helpful to maybe do 1 to 3, maybe if you can do more.
Like,
but
per
start
month,
there.
Per week, per quarter?
Mm.
Like, at what point are you done? Do you just complete an action and you're like, okay, I'm moving on to the next one, or do you just keep and working at all of them?
It's almost like creating a new habit. Like, if you want a partner, then, so karmically, was the first law of karma for the people that took the class, the karma vows class?
It's fixed.
It's definite.
It's definite, it's fixed, yeah. So if you plant an oak seed, then an oak tree will come, you know. Or if you plant a tomato plant, then you're going to get tomatoes. So karma ripens in a very similar way.
So by doing it over and over, you're planting it stronger.
So if you want, if you want a partner, then you need to you have to do something for someone else that's of a similar thing that you're trying to receive. So usually partners you're trying to help someone not be lonely, you know. So then you go find like a lonely person, and then spend time with them. Because you want to plant a seed that's similar to what you're hoping to expect from it. But if you just go like once or twice, then you just planted one or like a limited amount of seeds, and then they'll start ripening, but it'll like ripen very quickly, and then they'll be done. And then you won't have the karma or the seeds anymore to keep that partner or to maintain it in your life. So it's almost like you have to continually, not every, you know, it could be every 2 weeks, you like go do this thing for this, you know, go spend time with like a grandparent or go to a old person's home or, you know, like that. But being consistent and continually doing it. And then over time, you know, it starts to, the habits kind of shift.
So prioritizing and then consistent effort instead of just kind of dumping all your energy into it and then forgetting about it, doing something else.
Yeah, if you want to keep it in your life, whatever it is that you're trying to envision and you want it to stay in your life, then you'll have to continually keep it. Like the things that are in my life right now that are problems, you know, or like issues, they're coming from things that I do over and over again. Like I'm planning some, it's like habits that I plan over and over and over again, you know. That's perpetuating, that's the samsara, the cycle. It's just perpetuating because they keep doing the same thing over and over again. So you're like starting to add momentum in the other direction, you know, based off your actions. So just taking different actions, but manageable, slow. If you're practicing generosity, like don't give your house away, like get some fruit, you know, and like, mm-hmm. you know, donate to the homeless.
Okay.
We can talk about it more too. We can get into all the each step and how it works. It's like a science. They break it down into like a science. And it really works, and it's exciting to like try it. You gotta like just test it out, and then you'll, you know, it's a subjective thing, but. You know, once you start working with it, there's a good chance that you'll have conviction, personal conviction, like, wow, this actually isn't just fooly stuff, it actually is real. Alright, that's my take on it. okay, so we'll do the meditation for this. So find a comfortable seat. And maybe we'll leave a little early. I think that's all I had in store. Or if you have any questions, you can ask them. So come back to your breath. And take three conscious breaths as a way to come back into ease, comfort, which leads to stability, stillness. By letting go of tension from the body, tension from the mind, you have a chance to settle. Settling into stillness. Feeling sensations, if you can find them, of comfort in your body, of relaxation. And then from the spirit of loving kindness, first towards yourself, what is your vision of genuine happiness, satisfaction, and meaning? Picturing that vision in your mind's eye for next year, for the short term, and perhaps for the long term. Image be vivid, full of life, brightness. Details. from this vision and with the spirit of loving kindness. I wish this vision to be true. From deep inside, wish it to be so. From this wish, let it be so. That it is on its way. Your life will unfold into this vision. Imagine actually experiencing the results, the fruition of your bright future. What does your body feel like in this vision for achieving these results? Physical body, emotional body. Your mind. Imagine no longer being yourself now, but being this person in this vision. As if experiencing the future. To the second point of the 4-point vision quest, to realize your vision. What do you need to receive from the world? So the external things outside of yourself, people, from your job, career, from your environment. What do you need to receive to achieve short-term and long-term goals, both mundane and higher spiritual goals? Wish it to be so. From the spirit of loving kindness, wish this vision to be true. Support from the outside. Teacher, asking your teacher to help you to receive this support. It's okay. okay if you don't have a teacher, you can just ask in a general sense. And then let it be so. So imagine experiencing these results. This support from the outside. To the third point, how would you love to grow internal qualities? How would you love to mature and transform spiritually? The short term and the long term. Basic internal qualities, maybe higher qualities as well. Seeing this vision clearly, I wish it to be true. With as much sincerity as you can muster behind this wish, asking very deeply for this vision. Let it be so. Imagine receiving these qualities, these internal qualities, embodying them, having them now, and in the future. Fourth and final point. So from receiving your vision of genuine happiness and satisfaction and meaning, receiving both from the external environment and cultivating internal qualities, and from this place, what would you love to offer the world around you? Would you love to support your close community and maybe perhaps the larger communities? wish it to be so. Your outpouring of support and love to the world, wish it to be true. Imagine that it is true. Let it be true. All images, releasing meditations, coming back to the breath. Breath in your body, in this room, four walls, the ceiling, and the floor. When you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Good looking vision, huh?
So I recommend putting your vision up, like whatever you wrote, or if you want to make artwork around it, or however you want to work with it, perhaps on it, like maybe on your front door when you leave, or on your bedroom door, or someplace where you frequent every day, so that at least some part of it is in your mind or you're around it, so some part of your consciousness is returning to it. Maybe start thinking about people who have similar visions. If you know friends who have similar goals, or might, if you know people that might want the same things. Just as like a precursor to what we'll do next week. So just start thinking about it like that. And what else? I was going to say one other thing, but I'll record. Alan does these this meditation in his retreats quite a bit. So I'll pull out I'll pull the audio from one of those, and then post it to YouTube or something, and then make the link available. So every finger snap, supposedly, how many, like 70, how many karmic seeds ripen in a finger snap?
65 or something.
65 karmic seeds are like ripening every moment. It's almost like a water fountain, you know, like a water fountain continuously, like, so it's like this, like, these seeds are just like constantly every moment, just, and then they create your reality. So every moment that you think about this, plants like the same, I don't know, the same amount of seeds, if not, you're planting, the more you're marinating your mind in this vision, it's planting these seeds in your consciousness. And I think that the second law of karma is karma grows, right? I believe it's the second. So the more of these seeds placed in your mind, then they'll just be growing like day after day exponentially. So the more you can think about this, it's like a miracle grow for for your seeds, and then they'll grow, they'll come back faster. So you'll see them in your reality faster. So we'll talk about that more next week. But any questions or anything? Okay, we'll end 15 minutes early. Oh, yeah, please do. We have announcements.